弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
其实前面还有一些位置，所以如果有人在 overflow 或坐在后面，欢迎你们坐在前面。
There's still a lot of empty seats up here. Those of you who start looking for a seat, if you're in the overflow area, feel free to come in.
因为礼拜五跟礼拜天这两堂的信息，我希望对我们来说是扭转我们人生的信息。
And the messages this Friday, and this morning is a message that would turn and transform our lives.
我们非常感谢主，在今年新年的第一个主日，我们能够一起这样子的敬拜。我刚才非常非常享受这个敬拜。
I am very, very thankful for the Lord. I love this time of worship that we have together.
我到很多地方去都听到别人引用我的一句话，并不属灵，但是很有意义啊。
And everywhere I go, a lot of people have used these words that I've said. It's not very spiritual, but it's very meaningful.
我也不应该说它不属灵，只是不是圣经的话。
I shouldn't say that it's not spiritual, but you won't find it in scripture.
你猜是什么？
You want to guess what it is?
要来就来真的。
If we're going to do it, let's do it for real.
一起说，要来就来真的。
If we're going to do it, let's do it for real.
但是我发现很多人用我这句话呢，有不同层次啊。
And I discovered that when people use this particular phrase, they use it with different capacity.
第一个层次就是说，好，我今后要认真当个基督徒。
And some people would say, yeah, from this day forward, I'm going to be serious about being a Christian.
我服事要认真啊，我聚会要认真，我每天要打卡读经。
I'm going to be serious about my services. I'm going to be serious about my Bible reading. I'm going to be serious about everything that I do for God.
既然是基督徒，就要当个基督徒。
And if I am a Christian, I'm going to be a Christian.
那第二层呢，好一点的哈。
The second level is a little better.
就是不光做的事情上认真。
Not only are they diligent in what they're doing,
而且态度是来真的。
But their attitude, they're also serious.
所以我在这里唱诗，我就希望真的唱诗。
So when I'm here singing, I want to sing from my heart.
我服事就不光只是做一个服事，我是认真的服事。
And when I'm doing something, a particular service, I'm not just accomplishing a task, but I'm doing it with my heart.
我带着爱，我非常用心的去服事他。
I do it with love. I do it with all of my heart.
这已经非常非常难得了。
And this is very, very wonderful already.
那第三层呢，是我更希望大家达到的。
And the third level is what I desire all of us would attain.
你们猜是什么？
Do you want to know? You want to guess what it is?
我好快认识我三十年了，猜猜看。
Brother Robin, you know me for about 30 years. You want to take a guess? What's this third level?
要来就来真的，对我来说最高的一层意义就是 let God be God.
The most significant level is to let God be God.
真把神当作神。
You truly allow God to be God.
我跟你说，当我们真进到这个境界的时候，我们整个基督徒的人生不一样。
I'll tell you, when we really enter into this level, into this realm, our entire life would be changed.
我的家庭生活、职场生活、侍奉生活，我整个一生被神翻转过来。
My family life, my work life, and my services at church, everything would be turned.
对，弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌在我们身上最大的工作之一就是蒙蔽我们。
Brothers and sisters, what the enemy is doing today, the number one work that he's doing is to blind us.
刚才我们在唱这个伟大的神。
And when we were saying how great this God is,
他曾经为我们做的大事。
And he's done great things for us.
其实他不光 has done, 不是曾经做过而已。
It is not just simply that he has done great things.
He's doing.他还会做更多的事。
But he is doing great things.
关键就在于我们有没有把神当神。
And the criticality is whether we have treated him as God.
以弗所书不是罗马书第一章讲了那么多各式各样的罪。
Romans chapter 1 spoke of many, many aspects of sin.
如果真的去读的话，这些罪都是从前面的那句话里面出来的，就是明明知道有神，却不把神当作神。
And every one of these expressions of sin all originate from the very beginning. It says that though they know him to be God, they did not treat him as God.
这句话不光是对着世人，对着非基督徒说的。
And these words are not simply for those who are not yet believers.
也对着我们所有基督徒说的。
But these words are for every child of God.
我们为什么信了之后还会软弱，还是犯罪？因为没把神当神。
Oh, why is it that when we believe unto the Lord that we are still living in sin, it is because we did not treat him as God.
我们明明信了耶稣，应该充满喜乐平安，但是我们却还是劳苦愁烦，因为没有把神当作神。
We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, yet we're still in pain, we're still in doubt, we're still in confusion because we did not treat him as God.
我们在神家，我们聚会的态度，我们侍奉的态度，各方面，为什么神家这么多软弱？因为没有把神 当作神。
And all the services that's happened in the house of God, yet we still find weakness in what we do. It is because we do not treat God as God.
当我们打开圣经读的时候，能够认真读已经不错了，但是能够把它当作神在对我说话。
That is serious, it is wonderful. When we read the word of God, we have a heart that is serious, that is diligent. But when we treat it as God speaking to me, that attitude is vastly different.
当我在那里祷告的时候，把我想要的告诉神，但是我们常常祷告没有对象。
When we pray and we tell God what we desire, what we want, but our prayer has no object.
我们只是心愿的发表，只是痛苦的表达而已。
It is simply the expression of our feelings and our hearts.
我们唱诗，我们享受那种 melody， 享受那种气氛，但是不见得是在神面前对神唱。
I would say sometimes as we sing, we enjoy the melody, we enjoy the music, but we're not necessarily singing in the presence of God.
我们如果真的是在诗歌就敬拜的话，我跟你说，光唱完诗歌，你整个人已经被提起来，不需要听讲道了。
If we're truly worshiping as we are singing, our entire person is lifted up. I will even say you don't need to listen to the preaching anymore.
也不会那么多人把唱诗的时间当warm up， 等我迟到慢慢来，因为我是来听到的。
There wouldn't be anybody who would treat that time of singing as just warm up time. It's that I'll come later and tell Pastor you preaches.
礼拜天早上呢，我兴奋，我要到殿里跟众人来朝见神。
And every Sunday I am excited. I am coming to the house of God to worship Him.
所以希伯来的作者说要带着诚心和充足的信心来到，不是来到教会。来到神面前。
So the author of Hebrews tells us to come with a sincerity of heart and full of assurance into the presence of God, not just to come into a building.
耶稣基督用他的血为我们买了一条又新又活的路，直达幔内。
Because Jesus has opened unto us a new and a living way through His blood to enter into the holies of holies.
仇敌蒙蔽眼睛，让我们看不见该看的，听不见该听的。经历不到该经历的。
So the enemy has blinded our eyes so that we cannot see what we're supposed to see. He has closed our hearts so we cannot feel what we're supposed to feel.
享受不到该享受的，活不出该活出的。
We cannot enjoy what we're supposed to enjoy. We're not able to live out what we're supposed to live out.
所以我说这两天的信息，我希望是开眼的信息啊。
And so I pray that these two messages that we're hearing are messages that will open our eyes.
我不是只是痛苦在这里，希望得到一点安慰，新年希望得到一点鼓励。
Simply desiring some comfort, some encouragement for the new year.
弟兄姊妹，你真把神当神？我跟你讲，不管你被送到天涯海角，不管我看得到你看不到你，我们里面都放心了。
Brother and sister, if you truly live and treat God as God, it doesn't matter where you go, not whatever corner of this world, I trust that you are in God's hand.
我前天晚上讲过，我这次的信息里面有一个很深很深的负担，尤其在疫情之后有机会。跑了很多地方。
And I said that these messages born out of a burden that came out of my heart as we began to travel all the world after the pandemic.
我看见神儿女们受苦的情形，看见很多教会力量失去，心里面有一种说不出来说不出来的痛苦和不甘心。
And I see all these churches who are suffering and they have continue to live in weakness. My heart, I don't want to just let that go.
基督徒教会不应该这个样子。
So Christians, the church of God should not be this way.
看见那些软弱比较已经冷淡的，被世界捆绑，被今生的忧虑烦恼抓住，被罪恶缠累，被网络捆绑，心里面真的就是不甘心。
And again, I see brothers who have grown cold, who are trapped, who are enslaved by this world, who are enslaved by pornography. My heart says this should not be.
我们有那么荣耀的前途，这么伟大的恩典，居然活得这样子的卑贱。
We have such a glorious future, glorious hope, yet we live in such a lowly state.
然后我看到那些爱主的，各个累，累得不得了，甚至那么多人说 burn out.
And I see so many brothers who genuinely love the Lord. They're all saying, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm burning out.
弟兄姊妹，这都是说到我们里面不健康，不正常。
And brothers and sisters, both of these things speak of the fact that we are not normal, we're not healthy.
神给我们的救恩不是这样的。
This is not the salvation that God's given us.
神希望他的儿女，他的教会不是这个样子的。
What God desires of His church, of His people, is not this.
你2024年还要像2023年吗?
So 2024, do you want to repeat of 2023?
去年的遗憾跟软弱到了2024年年底还是一样吗？
But the regrets of 2023, do you want to have the exact same regrets in 2024?
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要有 breakthrough, 一定要有突破的。
Brother and sister, we need to have a breakthrough.
你找那么多方法想要去进步去突破没有用，回到神面前。
If you're just trying to find a method and a way for breakthrough, it won't work. Come back to the presence of God.
当我们跟神的关系对的时候什么都对了。
When our relationship with God is right, everything is right.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹我们一起起来哈。
So brothers and sisters, I pray we all rise up together.
基督徒忙可以忙。
Christians, we can't be busy.
也应该殷勤，也应该忙。
We should be diligent. We should be busy.
但是不能忙到盲目。
But we should not be so busy to the extent that we are numb.
但是不能忙到烦躁。
And we cannot be so busy to the extent that we are in anxiety. We're frustrated.
什么时候我们忙到盲目的忙？没有意义没有价值的忙
whenever we are so busy to the extent that we don't even know why we're so busy
只为了今生只为了眼前忙这都叫做失迷的忙
just for this life just for the things of this world this is what is working of being busy and being blind
所以什么时候我们忙到盲目的时候或是我们忙到烦躁快要 burn out 的时候我们都要停下来
whenever we are so busy to the extentthat we feel that we're lost, we feel like we are exhausted, we need to stop.
车子坏了就要送去修。
And when your car has problems, you will take it to the shop, right?
生病了去看医生。
When you're sick, you'll go see the doctor, right?
肚子饿了吃渴了喝。
When you're hungry, you'll eat, when you're thirsty, you'll drink.
你里面累到烦累到 burn out, 停下来去面对主。
And when you're frustrated, when you're tired, stop, come to the presence of the Lord.
因为神不希望看见他的儿女Burn out.
Because God does not desire to see his children burn out.
只有我们跟枝子葡萄树出了问题才会枯干才会 burn out.
The only time that when there's a burnout is there's a problem between the branches and the vine.
偶尔的疲倦软弱可以了解 burnout 是长期出来的。
Ever so often we are tired and we understand that. But that burnout is something that has been going on for a while.
表示我们长期出了问题了。
It seems that for a long period of time there's a problem.
弟兄姊妹这是仇敌在我们身上的诡计啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is the scheme of the devil.
可以累。
You can be tired.
但是只能肉身累。
But you can only be tired physically.
心灵里面不该累。
I want to say in our spirit, we should not be tired.
我到了这把年纪，我跟你说，我睡觉的时间不是我老人家缺不需要睡长，我很容易累。
I tell you, when I come to this age, it is not simply because I can't sleep because of old age, but I do grow tired. I do grow weary.
我不管在哪个国家坐，只要坐到你那车上没多久，我就睡着了。
And no matter doesn't matter what country I go, when I get in the car and they started driving, I will fall asleep.
都是于师母跟人家在聊天，我都睡着了。
And oftentimes, Pastor Nancy would be the one having a conversation with other people in the car. I would just be dead asleep.
因为我身体真的累。
Because physically, I'm really tired.
可是我们里面的灵，里面的心里的力量不能累。
But our spirit, the strength within us, that does not grow weary.
内心是一天，心是一天。
And our hearts, our strength should grow, should be renewed day unto day.
我们侍奉神应该是充满喜乐的。
When we serve the Lord, we should be full of joy.
所以以赛亚书说，那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
And so Isaiah tells us that, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
他们要如鹰展翅上腾。
And they shall mount up with wings like eagles.
底下说什么？
And then what does it say?
奔跑。不困倦，行路不疲乏。
And they shall run and not be weary; they shall walk and not grow faint.
所以我们灵里面疲乏、耗竭、枯干，都应该停下来。
So when we discover that we are exhausted within our spirit, we need to stop.
我希望你们不要误会哈，不然等一下各个部门的同工leader 都要来找我算账了。余弟兄，你早上一篇到以后，好多人都。辞掉服事了。
I hope everybody is very, very clear what I'm saying, so that nobody would quit their services, and all the ministry leaders would come and say, Pastor, you, what did you talk about this morning?
我跟你讲，等候耶和华，连于元首基督，连于葡萄树，是转眼之间的事。
I will tell you, waiting upon the Lord and being united and connected with this vine, it happens in a twinkling of an eye.
我们的心几时转向主，帕子几时就出去了。
The scripture tells us, whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
你不要跑来跟我说，余弟兄啊，你今天这样讲，我需要三个月， 来除掉我的帕子。
As you don't run to me and say, Pastor Yu, I heard your message this morning. It's going to take me 3 months to remove that veil.
我需要软弱三个月。
I need to be weak for about three months.
来重新得力。
And I'm going to get my strength back.
你什么时候转向 ？Whenever.
But the Scripture says, whenever.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒长期软弱或是疲倦耗竭。烦躁都是不应该有的情形。
And again, I would say this is not the rightful condition for any Christian, any child of God, to have prolonged frustration, prolonged weariness and tiredness.
虽然是难免的，但是不是正常的。
It happens, but it's not normal.
所以我以前讲过一个哈，有一次在我们好几年前的祷告会里面，我不知道大家还记不记得。
Many years ago, in one of our prayer meetings, I don't know if everyone still remembers.
那是在疫情以前，我们祷告会现场有八十多个人来参加。
And it was before the pandemic, and when we have our prayer nights, the it would be more than 80 some number of people in attendance.
那天我们唱那个侍奉耶稣真有快乐。
And that night we were singing such a joy to serve Jesus.
怎么唱？侍奉耶稣真有快乐，对不对？记不记得这条歌
？You guys remember the
song？ 大家都喜的都快跳起来。
What a joy to serve Jesus! Everybody was singing with such excitement.
完了，我就问说，侍奉耶稣真有快乐的，请举手。
And I ask everybody, those of you who really acknowledge that serving Jesus there's such joy, would you raise your hand？
100% 都举起来了。
100% of the people raised their hands.
我再问一个问题。
And then I ask the second question.
我说侍奉。真有快乐的，请举手。
And I said, those who find joy in service, please raise your hand.
只有25%，最多三分之一的人举手。
25%, maybe 1/3 of the people raised their hands.
三分之二的人不再举手了。
2/3 of the people did not raise their hands anymore.
为什么
？Why is that?
侍奉跟侍奉耶稣难道不一样吗
？When you serve Jesus, are they different?
是谁把它弄得不一样
？Who made it so that it's different？
本来就应该有等号的。
They should be equal to one another。
因为我们无论做什么，要从心里做，像是给主做的，都是在侍奉耶稣。
The Scripture tells us, no matter what we do it as if we're doing it unto the Lord. We're serving the Lord.
主说：“你坐在我弟兄中最小的一个人，就是坐在我的身上。”
Jesus says, "What you've done on the least of these, you've done it unto me."
不光是为主做
，It's not only simply do it for the Lord.
我倒杯水给他喝，我是像给耶稣喝一样，你知道吗
？When I get a cup of water for my brother, I'm pouring this cup of water for Jesus. Did you know that?
这就是仇敌蒙蔽我们。
And the enemy has blinded our eyes.
神爱我们爱到一个地步，让我们所有的生活侍奉都有价值。
God loves us to the extent that every aspect of our living and our service is of value and worth.
所有的事情，无论吃，无论喝，无论做什么。都可以跟神的荣耀发生关系。
Whether it's eating or drinking, everything we do can have a relationship with the glory of God.
所以一个正常的侍奉，我身体会累，真的会累，但是我灵里面是喜乐的。
So a normal operation of service, yes, physically I may be tired, but my spirit should be joyous.
我的力量不光来自于我跟神有一个正常的关系。等候耶和华让我重新得力。
My strength doesn't simply come because I have a right relationship with God, because I waited on Him.
我得力的秘诀在于我真的把耶稣的内住当真的，让基督来替代。
The secret of my strength is that Jesus truly dwells in me and He replaces me.
什么时候累，什么时候烦，立刻停下来说：“耶稣，帮助我，叫我不再是我，乃是你。”
Whenever you're tired, whenever you're frustrated, stop.And say, Lord Jesus, it's no longer I, but it is you.
真的，让我活着就是耶稣。
Lord Jesus, really, let me experience for me to live. It is Christ.
我跟你说，这真的是得力的秘诀。
I will tell you, this is the secret of our strength.
第三个。
Thirdly,
尼希米记告诉我们，我们很喜欢这句话哈。
Nehemiah tells us these words, and we love these words.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
对不对？中文翻成靠耶和华而得的。喜乐是我心里的力量，这个没有翻出它的味道来。
Again, the English translation is wonderful in these words. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
就是主的喜乐，主的喜悦是我的力量。
That when He is joyous, it becomes my strength.
当我在这里全心侍奉他。
When I'm serving Him with all my heart.
主的喜悦，主的称许，成了我力量。
When He takes joy, when He is pleased with what I'm doing, it becomes my strength.
虽然我疲倦。
Though I'm tired.
虽然人不领情。
Though people do not acknowledge what I've
done. 不管别人怎么看。
It doesn't matter how other people see it.
当主喜悦我，主称许我的时候，我里面有一个说不出来的喜乐。
But when the Lord rejoices over what I'm doing, then there's a joy that is unspeakable.
这是别人没办法给我们。
This is something that no one can give us.
弟兄姊妹，我可以一直讲下去。
And brothers, I can go on and on and on.
所以弟兄姊妹在侍奉上 忙累都是可以了解的。
But sister, again, I want to say in our services, it is okay for us to be busy, for us to be physically tired.
但是不应该枯干，不应该 burn out，不应该埋怨。
But there should not be dryness, there should not be burnout, there should not be any complaints.
我们要一定要被主调回来，要来就来，真的。
But we need to be tuned and turned by the Lord. If we're going to do it, let's do it for real.
当我们服事的对象、服事的境界、服事生命力量的源头都是对的，都是真的的时候，你一定不一样。
When the object of our service, when the realm of our service, or the attitude of our service is right, then everything will change.
我要从礼拜五汲取一点教训。我礼拜五讲前言讲了80%的时间。
And I need to learn from what I did Friday, this past Friday. And I spent 80% of the time in the prelude of the message.
我再讲一点点就好了。
I need a little more time. I just need a little more time.
也算是复习。
And this is kind of like a review for everybody.
因为我礼拜五说，生命是神给我们的礼物。我怎么样子过好它，是我献给神的礼物。
We said that the life that God's given us is his gift for us, and how I live it is my gift to him.
人的一生真的非常有限。
And I will tell you, a span of man's life is very limited.
我如何把我的时间力量放在那具有永恒价值的事情上，是最有意义的人生。
And it's most meaningful when this life is spent on the things that are of value, that have its eternal value.
所以这个都在于我们开启看见的问题。
All depends on a revelation, how to the extent of what we see.
让我们能够从一个属天的角度，一个永恒的眼光来看我们今生的生活，今生所有的侍奉。
That we may begin to look at our lives and everything that we do from a heavenly and from an eternal perspective.
弟兄姊妹，眼睛睁这样子被开的时候，你发现你的人生就是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, if our eyes are truly open, you'll discover.That your life is no longer going to be the same anymore.
我们时间的使用、金钱的使用、才干的使用、各方面的使用都不一样了。
The way you use your time, the way you use your talents and your gifts and your money, they would all be different.
C.S. Lewis 说，这个跟我那天放的那个图很像哈，就是劳苦愁烦驼背，但是顶上有个金冠冕。
C.S. Lewis once said, it's like very much like the picture that we showed this past Friday. Someone searching for a coin, forgetting that there's a crown over his head.
我们光光注意地上的事，追求今生的事，或是被重担压得弯腰看地。
He keeps focusing on the things of this world and the goods of this world and the burden on his back.
却忽略了我们头顶上有那么荣耀的金冠冕，那是神要给我们的。
He's neglected and forgot the fact that there's a glorious crown above his head. But God is going to give us.
神给我们的是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
And the inheritance that God provides for us is something that cannot be defiled, that cannot be corrupted.
C.S. Lewis 说，如果你专注意，你专注在属天的事情。
And C.S. Lewis says, if you only focus on the things above.
属地的事物也要加给你。
And the things on earth will be given unto you.
但是如果你专只注意属地的事情，
But if you only focus on the things of this world,
你将失去 both， 就是两个都会失掉。
You're going to lose both.
这句话其实 C.S. Lewis 其实是从主耶稣讲的话翻过来就是。
And these words actually came out of the mouth of Jesus. He just turned it around.
主耶稣说你要先求神的国和神的义。
The Lord says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这一切都加给你了。
And then all of these things will be added onto you.
为什么天天在那里烦恼吃什么穿什么怎么样子做得更好跟别人攀比。
And so why do you worry every single day about what am I going to eat, what am I going to wear, how do I going to compare with someone else?
这些东西的价值都是属地的，都是暂时的。
The value of all these things are all worldly. They're all temporal.
如果我们有属天的眼光，在乎属天的事，在乎神的事，弟兄姊妹，我们的人生不一样的。
But if we have a spiritual perspective, a heavenly perspective, our lives would be completely different.
就算神在生活上没让你发财，没让你生活上得很多祝福，你心里根本不在乎那些了。
Even if the Lord did not give you riches and wealth, your heart wouldn't care.
因为得着基督为至宝。
Because I have Christ as my utmost prize.
所以昨天早上在这里交通的时候，我跟中文组分享啊。
So yesterday morning on the Chinese ministry side, Pastor Yu was sharing with the brothers and sisters.
因为于师母讲了一句话，他说神最大的仇敌是人本主义，是吧？
Pastor Nancy said the same words on the English ministry side, that the greatest enemy of God is humanism.
在中文组讲的啦。
No, he said it. She said it in English side too.
我是故意帮你强调一下。五饼二鱼就是最好的例子。
The five loaves and two fish is the most wonderful example.
那些人吃饼得饱得到好处的人。
Those people who ate and who benefited from the food.
第二天一大早就来找耶稣。
The second day they came in droves.
因为他们还想得到一些外面的祝福。
Because they wanted some more outward blessings.
没想到耶稣那一天没有再行五饼二鱼的神迹给他们。
But they discovered the Lord did not provide another free meal.
但是耶稣那天给他们一个简直是无法形容的更大的祝福给他们。
But Jesus gave them a blessing that cannot be described.
耶稣说我就是天上降下来的真粮。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
我的肉可以吃，我的血可以喝。
My flesh, you can eat, my blood, you can drink.
吃我肉喝我血的我在他里面他也在我里面这是跟主联合的意思
He who eats of me and drink of me abides in me and I abide in him
吃我的喝我的就有永生
He who eats of me and drink of me has eternal life
弟兄姊妹这是一个属灵的看不见的但是却是更伟大的祝福
This is something that is spiritual that cannot be seen in the physical but is a far greater blessing
是这个世界不能给的
It is something that this world can never give us
我宁愿有耶稣那条歌我们很喜欢最后一节是什么
I'd rather have Jesus a wonderful hymn What was the last verse? I'd rather have Jesus
than anything the world can afford.
Than anything the world can afford.
这个世界没办法提供这么好的东西。
This world cannot give me anything better.
所以耶稣那天把他自己给了这些人。
So that day Jesus says, I give you myself.
吃我的永远不饿，喝我的永远不渴。
If you eat of me and drink of me, you will never hunger, you will never thirst.
就这些人因为吃不到看得见的。得不到看得见的。
So these people, because they cannot enjoy what is in the visible,
满足不了那个时候肚子的饿。
They cannot satisfy the hunger at the moment.
他们说这话甚难。
And they said these words are too hard.
他说从此许多人退去，不再跟随耶稣了。
And the word of God tells us from that day on, many departed from him, and they no longer followed him.
请你们注意哈，从此门徒中。
And so you pay attention. From this day forth, his many disciples,
许多人退去了
they all departed.
主回头问他们说，难道你们也要退去吗？
And so the Lord turned around, looked at the 12 and said, are you going to leave also?
彼得说，在你有永生之道，我们不跟随你，跟随谁呢？
Peter says, Lord, with you is the word of life. If we do not follow you, whom shall we follow?
弟兄姊妹，在新年的时候，我给我们每一个人，也给我自己挑战。
And brother and sister, I have a challenge for all of you and myself.
到底你要什么
And this brand new year, what is it that you want?
到底我们跟随主，我们要什么
When you follow and pursue the Lord, what is it that you desire?
我们是要这位伟大的神呢，还是他给的祝福
Do you want this awesome and great God, or are you going after his blessings?
你肯要神的祝福已经不错了，还是你只要今生的祝福
It's wonderful for you to desire the blessings of God, but are you desiring the blessings of this world and this life?
我的前言需要讲完了，我要讲今天的题目了。
I come to the conclusion of my introduction, and I'm going to come to the message today.
我第一天晚上我又回去了。我第一天晚上讲三个一的神是伟大的建造者。
And the very first message, we said that the triune God is the greatest builder.
居然需要三个一的神一起来建造。
That it takes the triune God to be a part of this building up.
他说到这一个建造是多么伟大多么神圣多么重要的建造。
It speaks of this construction, this building, how grand, how holy, how awesome it is.
居然是建造你建造我。
And this building up has something to do with you and to do with me.
你要知道这是 amazing grace.
And you need to understand this is amazing grace.
今天讲到我们一起来经历神的建造。
And today we're going to come and talk about let us experience God's work of construction together.
我们一起来经历。
We come and experience it together.
第一个讲到我们是神手中的杰作。
Number one, to speak of the fact that we are the workmanship of God.
是在基督耶稣里做成的。
Been created in Christ Jesus.
以弗所说二章十节说我们原是他的工作，有一个翻译。叫做 masterpieces
the scripture tells us that we are the workmanship we're the masterpiece of God
是在基督耶稣里造成的
that we've been formed and created in Christ Jesus
底下说为了叫我们行善不要以为基督教跟宗教一样叫劝人行善
and then it tells us it does talks about these good works that we ought to perform but please do not misunderstand that Christianity is different from all other religions
神制作我们
When God is forming us,
把我们制作成对的人
that we become the right person,
带着对的态度
with the right attitude,
去做对的事情
to do the right things,
能够有对的生活和侍奉
to have the right living and the right service,
这就是神眼中的 right.
This is what is right in God's eyes.
不是修身养性去修路去修去建桥。
It is not the benevolence of picking up trash or taking care of the road or go building a bridge.
基督徒能够活出来，能够做出的最大的善就是流入基督。
The greatest good, the good work that a Christian can do is to live out Christ.
而我们要能够流入基督，我必须里面是基督。像基督
and for us to be able to overflow or live out Christ is that what's inside of me must be Christ. I must be Christ-like.
这就是神在我们身上的工作。
And this is the workmanship of God in our lives.
所以罗马书八章二十八节到三十节我们都很熟，应该背起来。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 29 to 30, we know these verses well, we should memorize them.
这是神在人类身上工作 的说明书。
This is the instruction manual, this is the explanation of God's working in a man's life.
我记得我讲新人门训的时候，我把它 summarize 变成一句比较容易背的话。
And in human discipleship, I remember I summarized these verses into a phrase that everyone can memorize.
记不记得是哪一句话？
Do you guys remember what those words were?
万事互相效力
All things work together.
为了叫我们像耶稣
That we may be like Jesus.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象
That we may be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
每一件事情的发生神都借着它来改变我们的生命改变我们与神的关系
But behind everything God is using it to transform our relationship with Him, transform our very nature.
请记得哈万事 everything.
You must remember, pay attention, everything.
换句话说
In other words,
每一件事情
every single thing,
我们都可以经历神在我们身上这个伟大的改变工作
You're able to experience this transformational power in the work of God in your life.
我们都可以得着神叫我们得着的益处
And you're able to receive the good that God desires out of this.
所以如果有任何一件事情没有让我得到生命被改变跟神的关系被改变
If anything did notBring about this transformation of my life and my relationship with God.
你就糟蹋浪费了这个机会
Then I want to say you squander and you wasted this opportunity.
你千万不要小看这句话
Do not despise these words.
我们你们有没有掉钱的经验
Have you guys ever experienced losing money?
明明口袋放的三张二十块，怎么只剩下一张呢
？I know I had $320 bills in my pocket. How come there's just one now?
啊，虽然少四十块，可能对你算不了什么。
Maybe $40 is not a big deal to you nowadays.
但是，对，但是你掉了东西，你会不甘心的，对不对
？But when you lose something, something just feels not right.
啊，我九四年到耶路撒冷去的时候，到处充满$1 的这个这个小贩在卖东西，卖纪念品。
1994, I had an opportunity to go to Jerusalem.And you see the dollar shops everywhere.
有一位澳洲来的弟兄拿出皮夹子准备掏一块钱。
There's a brother from Australia. He came and he pulled out his wallet. Was ready to pull out a dollar.
没想到那个小贩动作之快，他想拿了，他说 I got it. 我已经拿到了，转身就走。
And the person who was selling the object was really really quick. Snatched the money out of his hands and I got it. And he left.
百元大钞被他拿走了
And then the guy discovered, wait a minute, I pulled a $100 bill.
想追那个人已经不见了
And he wanted to go after the guy, but the guy's gone already.
弄得那个弟兄心情很不好掉了
And so that brother felt so bad because he lost something.
这个东西只值一块我却花了一百块
This thing was a dollar, but I gave him $100.
我掉了
I lost something.
我们里面不舒服遗憾
I don't feel right.
但是你要知道，每一天从早到晚，神用他的智慧，用他的爱，用他的权柄为我们调度万事。
Do you know that from the morning that your day begins till this evening, God is moving all things for you?
容许这件事情发生在你我的身上。
The Lord God allowed this particular circumstance to happen in your life.
那到底我们有没有得着神打发这个环境来的目的
？Did you receive?The very purpose by which God sent the circumstances to your life.
目的就是叫我们像耶稣。
The very purpose is that you would have the opportunity to be like Jesus.
我的生命被改变了。
That my life would be changed.
我跟神的关系被改变。
My relationship with God would be changed.
所以我放一个图给你们看啊。
So I found a picture I want to share with all of you.
右边是一个大理石。
On the left-hand side is a huge marble.
当然我要解释一下，这块大理石不是右边那个摩西雕像的大理石。
So I need to explain, okay? So this marble that you see, it is not the original marble that was used to make the statue.
因为有一年我跟于师母到 到罗马去，那时候罗马教会正好有一些困难，所以我们花很多时间跟他们聚会。
One year we went to Rome, and a lot of the churches in Rome, they were had a lot of problems, and we spent a lot of time going through meetings with them.
所以我们根本没有时间出去旅游啊。
So we didn't have any chance to actually sightseeing at all.
中午吃饭的时候，那个弟兄觉得不好意思，就带我到他们教会旁边的一个教堂。
So the brother felt really bad that they didn't even kind of host us and looking around or sightseeing, and they just a break during lunch took me to a church that's next door.
那我们进去看到的时候，它里面有很多给观光客的一个吸引的地方哈。
And again,
什么放的说当初保罗彼得的 chain 啊，那个捆绑他的锁链。
And so when we walked in the church, and they were I guess not souvenirs, right? Just relics of chains that we used to bind Paul and Silas and so forth.
我对那些没有兴趣，因为那些东西很多是假的。
And I didn't pay particular interest in those things because I know a lot of them probably not real.
但是我一眼看到前面摩西的雕像。
And then I set my gaze right on this particular statue that was right in front of me.
因为我不久以前刚刚看到一个摩西雕像的故事。
And not too long ago, I remember seeing a story about this particular statue.
这是米开朗基罗在他38岁的时候，1513年到1516年花了三年的功夫雕出来的。
Michelangelo, when he was 38 years old, he spent 3 years to chisel out this particular statue.
那个小故事告诉我们说，当米开朗基罗雕完他的时候
，and the story that I read told me that when he was done, when he was completed,
他看着这个摩西看了老半天以后，他心里很生气啊。
He looked at this particular Moses for a long time, and then he became angry.
他骂了，打了那个摩西的膝盖，说你为什么不讲话
？And he slapped on the knee of the statue and said, "Why don't you speak?"
你想一个大理石怎么会讲话
？So how is it possible for this statue to speak?
只有世界顶端的大师才能够把一个死的东西做成活的东西一样。
And only a great artist like Michelangelo is able to take something that is dead and make it look like it's alive.
他觉得应该要更活一点的意思。
And he looked at this thing. He says this should look more lively.
所以人家说他膝盖上有一个刀疤，我怎么找？太远了，看不到。
And the story says that there's actually a scar.On the knee of the statue, I was a little too far. I couldn't really see it.
但是我在这里只是想告诉你啊。
And I just want to tell you this.
我今天如果把这块大理石送到你家，你很烦我哈。
And if I brought this exact statue into your house, you'd probably be very angry with me.
你说你送给我干什么
？I said, why are you giving me this big, huge object?
Aaron, 我送给你，你会雕什么
？I'm sorry, not the statue.Aaron, if I gave you this big, huge marble in your house, what would you do?
Sherlock, 他家的狗。
Aaron would carve it into his dog.
他不见得雕得出来。
He probably won't be able to do it.
一块这样子的石头。
A big, huge rock like this.
交在不同人的手中，出来不同的结果。
It's placed in the different people's hands, and the outcome is very different.
交在大师的手中，出来。旷世的绝作。
You put it in the hands of a master. Now it's a masterpiece.
今天我们个人也好，教会也好，都是神手中的杰作。
You need to recognize we individually in the church as a whole, we are the workmanship of God.
他在我们身上有伟大的计划、伟大的爱、伟大的心意，他要把我们。做成伟大的杰作。
He has a great desire, a great will, a great heart, great love pertaining to you and me to make us into a masterpiece.
仇敌蒙蔽我们。
And then the enemy comes and he blinds us.
那我们在乎的今生的事情。
So that all we care about are the things of this life.
眼前的事情。
The things that is temporal.
我感觉到的事情。
The things that I can feel.
我们完全忘记了神在我们身上做什么。
And then he make us completely forget.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要神让最高的意象落实在我们最平凡的生活中。
We need to allow this vision, this high vision, to come and actualize in our lives.
让我们不平凡的人生，平凡的人生变得再也不平凡。
That this ordinary life would become something that's extraordinary.
今生生活的小事具有永恒的价值。
And the small things in my life would actually have eternal value.
第二个，我们要同被建造，成为神的居所。
Secondly, we are to be built together into the dwelling place of God.
所以我们都是神手中的杰作。
So again, we are all workmanship in the hands of God.
然后你发现这三位一的神在做一个伟大的杰作。
You discover the triune God is it's working this wonderful work together.
要把我们建造成为灵宫，成为神的居所。
And that He's going to make us into a spiritual house, into a dwelling place of God.
你千万不要说哇，神要利用我。
And you say, oh, God is using me.
要住在我这啊。
Oh, God's going to live here?
要原来是为了这个目的啊。
Oh, maybe that's the reason why God's working on me.
就是我们就是不认识神。
As I would say that we don't understand, we don't know God.
所以罗门说天和天上的天不够你居住，你怎么会拣选人所造的建宇呢？
Solomon says, the heaven and the heaven above is not enough to be your dwelling place, that yet how you would build this place.
听说有一次一个大天使带着一个小天使做这个是什么呀？新生训练，也不叫门徒训练，反正带着他。
And so there was a big angel taking a little angel and going through a lesson with him.
哇，带他去看不同的银河系。
And he took this junior angel around the galaxy and around the universe to look at the various galaxies.
哇，小天使每到一个新的银河系都哇。
And this junior angel comes and see each one of these galaxies like, oh,
wow, 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 一千一个。
Oh, wow, 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 so many.
结果来到了我们的银河系。
And then it came to our particular galaxy.
这个银河系有很多地方，很多星球，一千亿个星球。
And among all of these stars.
当然他们动作很快。
And so they move very swiftly because they're angels.
然后大天使跟他说。
And the big angel says to the junior angel.
我今天要带你去一个特别特别的地方。
Today I'm going to take you to a very special place.
叫做地球。
It is called Earth.
然后他说在哪里？
He said, where is it?
看个老半天看不到。
And the junior angel is searching and searching. Where is it?
大天使说：“你们看到吗？在那里。
”And this big angel says, "It's right there, right there."
怎么那么小？
It's so small.
这有什么特别？
What's so special about this place?
你知道太阳是地球的几倍大吗？
Do you know how big that the sun is compared to the earth?
嘿，没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
你觉得比地球小，因为你看它只有那样子。
You say, oh, smaller than the Earth because it's only that big.
它是地球的130万倍大。1.3 million. 130万倍大。
It's 1.3 million times its size, the size of Earth.
难怪这么小，天使根本看不起。
And no wonder this junior angel says it's so small. I don't care about this thing.
大天使说：“你知道它为什么特别吗？”
This big angel says, "Do you know why this place is so important?"
伟大的神亲自来到这个地上。
This great, awesome God, He personally came to this particular planet.
他叫不出话了，他嘴巴都愣了。怎么可能神会来这么小的地方？
And this junior angel, his mouth dropped. He said.How is it possible that the awesome God would come to this earth?
而且他跟他说，神不仅去，神死在那里。
And he says, God not only did he go to that planet, he died on that planet.
他那位的那个上面的人死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for the people on that planet.
弟兄姊妹，你能想象吗？
Brother, sister, can you imagine?
你还觉得成为神的居所是被神利用吗？
Do you still think that God is using me to just make a place for His dwelling?
在天使的眼中，他连海边的沙都比不上的。
In the eyes of the angels, we cannot even compare to the grains of sand on the seashore.
你看我们底下要读的经文，他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
And then we see here in Psalm 87 that the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
不光地球在整个宇宙中显得这么渺小。
And not only is the earth so puny in the sight of the universe.
今天地球也不过这么大，我到现在已经人生都已经到了这么久了，也不过才跑了30多个国家。And、我不想你跑了几个。
I've been the earth is only this big, and I've been this old, and I only gone to about 30 countries. How many countries have you been to?
但是神说整个地球他最喜欢锡安。
But the word of God says of all the earth, His heart loves Zion.
他爱锡安胜于雅各一切的住处。
He loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
底下诗篇132篇，他说耶和华拣选了锡安作为自己的居所。
And then Psalm 132 tells us, for the Lord has chosen Zion to be His dwelling place.
他说这是我永远的安息之所。
He said, this is my resting place forever.
我要住在这里。
Here I will dwell.
因为这是我所喜悦的。
For I have desired.
你知道神为什么拣选锡安？
Do you know why God chose Zion?
很关键的原因是因为大卫。
The criticality is because of the person of David.
所以我们说要羡慕成为锡安的子民。
So when we say we long to be the citizens of Zion.
因为约柜在锡安。
Because the ark is there.
说到神的同在在锡安。
It speaks of the presence of God is there.
虽然神充满万有。
Though yes, God fills the whole world.
但是约柜特别表明了神那么实在的同在。
But the ark speaks of a very actualized presence of God.
约柜在锡安。
The ark is in Zion.
第二件事情，大卫的宝座在锡安。
Secondly, the throne of David is in Zion.
大卫作王就完全是神作王。
When David is enthroned, that means God's enthroned.
因为圣经上说，神寻得的大卫，耶西的儿子大卫，他凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Because the scripture tells us that God has found David, the son of Jesse, who does all things according to my will.
所以锡安的儿女，锡安的子民，在圣经上特别说到两种人。
And so the citizens of Zion, it speaks of a particular person.Type of person.
爱慕神的同在。
Those who love the presence of God.
爱慕顺服神的王权。
They love and they are obedient to the authority of the kingship of God.
就因为我们爱神的同在。
Because we love the presence of God.
就因为我们愿意降服在他伟大的旨意底下。
Because we're willing to surrender to his great will.
整个万有都不比不上锡安对神的吸引。
And so the whole of The universe cannot draw God's attention like Zion.
我今天实在没有时间去讲的，你知道吗？当神讲的这句话，诗篇一百三十二篇。
And when the Lord spoke these words in Psalm 132,
他说我要永远住在这。
He says, I will rest here forever.
他爱锡安胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
And the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
没想到没有多久
，Not much longer.
伟大的神
，The great awesome God,
被他的百姓赶出锡安。
I was cast out.By his people out of Zion.
我每次读到以西结书九章到十一章，我里面都有说不出来的痛苦。
Whenever I come to the chapter of Ezekiel chapter 9 through 11, there is a pain that is inexpressible.
这么爱我们的神，被神的百姓从锡安赶出去。
And the God who loves us so much, they were cast out by his own people.
你读那几章圣经，你就读到那个依依不舍离开锡安的。我们的神。
And you, when you begin to read the words of those chapters, you see the heart of reluctancy from a God who loves us.
他从约柜到圣殿的门槛，到城门，到城东的山上，从山上耶和华的荣耀离开以色列。
From the ark to the gate of the temple, and from there to the edge of the city, from there to the edge of the mountain, and then the presence of the Lord departed.
因为这里的人外面有圣殿。里面却在拜偶像。
Because here they have an outward temple, but inwardly they were worshiping idols.
嘴唇尊敬神，心却远离神。
Their lips they honor the Lord God, but their hearts are far from Him.
你不要以为那是旧约的事。
Do not think that this is just something of the Old Testament.
新约启示录讲到老底家教会，特别是主耶稣回来之前的教会。
And with the New Testament Revelation talks about the Church of Laodicea. It represents the Church right before the Lord's return.
居然把教会的元首关在门外，主在门外需要叩门请求进门。
And they've shut out the Son of Man, who is at the center of the lampstand, outside the door, and he had to knock to get in.
看到我在门外叩门。凡听见开门的，我就要进到他里面。我与他，他与我要一同做事。
The Lord says, "Behold, I am knocking. Those who will open up unto me, I will enter and I will dine with him."
我将来有机会，我一定要讲一篇这个在贼窝里的真实敬拜者。
And I will one day I'm going to have a message that talks about a true worshiper among thieves.
耶稣来的时候洁净圣殿。
And Jesus came to cleanse the temple.
里面充满了买卖，充满了牛羊鸽子的事。
And there's all sorts of selling, all sorts of trading.
但是你不要忘记，在耶稣诞生的时候，殿里面有西面、有亚拿这些敬畏神的人，一直等候弥赛亚的出现。
You need to realize that before Jesus was born, there were people like Simeon, there were people like Anna in the temple of God. They were waiting for the appearance of God.
面对那么多宗教上的虚假、混乱、吵杂，但是在殿中还是有一般敬虔的人在敬拜神。
In the midst of all of those religious falsehood, yet in the house of God, there are those who are worshiping in truth and spirit.
我希望我们都能成为这样子的人。
I pray that we would be such people.
那么神的建造。 教会的建造就是为了成为神的居所。
And again, the building up of the people of God so that we may be a dwelling place for God.
前天我们讲到彼得说，主是活石，我们也是活石。
And this past Friday, we said that Peter told us that Jesus is the living stone. We too are living stones.
所以当你讲到 living stone 的时候，两个关键的特质不能忘。
And when this
活石讲到活。石头讲到为了建造
And you need to understand these two characteristics. The term living stone or meshin. One, it is alive, it is living. Two, it is a stone for the purpose of building.
所以教会每一个人都是神建殿的材料
So every single one of us, we are the material for God's building.
在我们身上都要有这两个特点
And every one of us, we need to have these two characteristics.
要有基督复活的生命在我们里面
And the resurrected life is in us.
然后我活着是为了神家的建造
And then I live.For the building of the house of God.
为了建造成为灵宫，成为神的居所。
To be a spiritual house for the dwelling place of God.
保罗也是这么说，因此我们来读今天的主题经文。
So Paul also said the same thing. So let's come and read the key verse for this message today.
太重要了，我们一起来读哈。
Let's read it together.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。有基督耶稣自己为房角石，全身靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。英文啊。
Let's read it together in English. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
在圣经里面 有少数几段的经文是三而一的神都出现的
And there are certain portions within scripture you'll discover that the person, the triune God all appears
圣父、圣子、圣灵都在这个经文里面
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they all are there
这是其中的一段
This is one of those passages
不仅讲到基督是建造的根基是房角石
It speaks not, tells us not only is Jesus Christ himself the chief cornerstone
全身靠他联络的合适
And we are all being built together fitted together
后面讲到要成为神借着圣灵居住的所在
and that we would become a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
所以教会不光是前面的第一句，很多人都很喜欢引用第一句。
And a lot of people love this very first verse of what we just read.
我们不再做外人和客旅，我们是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
And that we are no longer strangers and foreigners, we're fellow citizens with the saints and members in the household of God.
常常在那里说教会是我的家，我的家，我的家。
A lot of people will say that the church is my house, it's my home, it's my home.
千万不要搞错了，教会因为是神的家，才成为我的家。
Please do not misunderstand. The church is the house of God. That's why it is your house.
教会最大的特点是三位一的神在这里。
The greatest characteristic is that the triune God resides here.
教会最大的特点不是爱。
The greatest characteristic of the church is not love.
爱是教会太重要的特点。太重要的见证，但是不是教会最大的特点。
Love is a very utmost important testimony of the house of God, but it is not the key characteristic.
如果神不在这里，这是一个空洞的教会，一个空洞的圣殿，空洞的会幕。
If God is not here, it is an empty building, it is an empty tabernacle.
所以我们永远要在乎神的同在。
So we forever need to care about the presence of God.
你们不要紧张，我第三点可能不讲了哈。
Don't worry about running over on time. I may skip the third point.
我实在没有时间讲第三点，我要把第二点讲好。
I want to do the second point well.
所以人来到我们教会，对我们可能有很多的 comments.
And when people come to our church, they may have many different observations and comments.
每次我最在乎或是最能够激励我的都是人说在这里遇见的神，遇见了神的同在。
What encourages me most when people say that I have encountered God, I've encountered the presence of God here.
如果聚会里面没有神的同在，我们在这里干什么
？If when we get together, the presence of God is not here, then what are we doing?
就的客观，他当然在。
And from an objective perspective, yes, He's here.
但是神的同在需要让我们在信心里，在这里主观的经历上，我们经历到他的同在。
But the presence of God needs to be experienced and actualized subjectively.
所以我们每一年的这个劳工节退休会、啊。
So every time we come to our Labor Day conference,
有很多人从外面坐飞机赶来，甚至从东岸、从加拿大来。
There are a lot of brothers who will come to this conference from the East Coast, or maybe some from Canada.
去年还有人从台湾来。
There will be some brothers who will come from Taiwan.
但是你知道吗？当这些人告诉我们说，他们一进到会场，就那么直接的感受到神在这里，我心里非常感动。
And when brothers who come from afar, they say, the moment that I walk in here, I feel the presence of God. I am very encouraged. I'm moved.
东岸有一对夫妇说，他们进来就忍不住的眼泪下来。有一个人说，我先生平常不流泪的，进来就流泪。
And there's a couple that came and that said that.When they enter into this place, they couldn't stop shedding tears. And my husband, he seldom cries.
还有一个弟兄说，我太太流泪到一个地步，泪奔了，像经过家暴的委屈一样。
And my sister, my wife, she was weeping in the presence of God to the extent that she looks like somebody has done her wrong.
Domestic violence, 在家被打过才来的。
Looks as if she was under domestic violence and she was been wronged.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们很羡慕的。
And these are the things that we long for.
不要因为老旧了，习以为常了，就在外面去感受神的同在。
And don't ever grow cold. And don't ever grow into routine. And that this is just the way it's supposed to be.
诗篇八十四篇是我们很多人很喜欢的。
A Psalm 84 is something that we all very love.
可拉的后裔一开始他就有一个祷告。
The descendants of Korah, they began with this prayer.
他说万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱。
And he said, they said, the Lord of hosts, how wonderful is your dwelling place.
记得吗？你的居所何等可爱，希望这成为我们的祷告。
How wonderful is your dwelling place? I pray that that would be our prayer.
但是你千万不要忘了第二句，为什么这个居所这么可爱？
Do you know why this dwelling place is so wonderful?
他说我羡慕可想耶和华的言语。
He says, I long for the word of the Lord.
他说我的心肠我的肉体向神呼吁，向永生神呼吁。
He says, my heart and my flesh cries out, it cries out to the living God.
所以中文让我们以为他在这里向神祷告。Cry out to the living God.
And here we see that they are crying out to the living God.
可是你就看英文的翻译，看原文的翻译，他说 cry out for the living God.
And again, you see the original language, the translation, it says that they are crying out for the living God.
我来到这里，我的呼求是呼求神。
I am crying out for God.
我要得到他。
I want to lay hold of him.
我要遇见他。
I want to meet him.
我要朝见他。
I want to be in his presence.
我要享受他的同在。
I want to enjoy his presence.
所以他 cry out 的不是一个 building 一个地方。
So when he begins to cry out, it is not because of that locality.
这个地方对我特别，是因为神在这里。
And this place is special to me because God is here.
所以开头他就有这样一个祷告，这样一个呼吁，这样一个渴慕。
So this opening of his prayer, this is cry.
然后你发现就结束在他非常智慧的抉择。
And then it ends with a very wise understanding.
他说，在你愿意住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
It's better to be in the house of the Lord one day than thousands elsewhere.
弟兄姊妹，我们一天在神家好好活，抵得过活三年。
Brother and sister, if to live a day well in the house of God surpasses living well for 3 years.
我宁可在神的殿中看门。
I'd rather be a watchman of the gate of the Lord.
我不愿意住在恶人的帐篷中。
And then to dwell in the house of the wicked.
所以千万不要以为叫弟兄姊妹来聚会是委屈，是强迫。
And please do not think that when you ask brothers and sisters to come.To the meeting, is it something that is difficult for them or challenge?
当我们睁开眼的时候
But when our eyes are truly opened,
我们排除妄难要来聚会
And we look all over and we say, God, I want to be here.
我爬都要爬回到教会来
If I can only crawl, I'm going to crawl back into the church.
所以我插出去讲一点哈，我们劳工节退休会跟新年特会，我希望弟兄姊妹在排假期的时候。不要跟他冲突。
I want to add a side note that when you are planning your vacation, I pray that it's not in conflict with these two key dates.
不要失去了在现场神说话、圣灵工作，还有跟众圣徒一起蒙恩的机会。
Don't miss out the opportunity of being here and present and what God is doing live among the people of God.
你一个晚上在家吃点东西，看看这个，弄弄孩子，看个电视，也就过去了。
any given evening, if you just sit and relax, eat some snacks, watch, take care of your kids, the night is over.
你来这里，大家刚才那样子的敬拜。
And if you come with how we opened this service this morning, the way we worship,
你听到我在这里给你的挑战，不值得吗？
And you hear the challenges that I have for you, is not that worth it?
Is that, 不值得吗？ Is not that, 要来就来真的，对不对？
Is that not worth
挑不挑战？
So if we're going to do it, let's do it for real.
不要光引用这句话，要真的对自己挑战。
And don't just use these words as words on your lips, but truly challenge yourselves.
把神当神。来侍奉他
to allow God to be God and serve Him as God.
所以教会太伟大了
And so I want to say the church of God is great.
教会是神的居所
The church is the dwelling place of God.
圣经上说这是神的家
Scripture tells us this is the house of God.
我刚刚讲的那个大天使小天使的比喻你不觉得宇宙这么大他居然叫我们做家
And when I told you the story of this big angel, the junior angel, the universe is so great, yet he picks this one little place to be his dwelling place.
保罗才忍不住说岂不知你们是神的殿神的灵住在你们里头吗
So Paul cries out, Do you not know that you are the house of the Lord, that the Lord dwells in you?
岂不知你的身体就是圣灵的殿这圣灵从神而来住在你的里头。
Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Lord and the Lord God dwells in you?
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，我们被仇敌蒙蔽，蒙蔽，蒙蔽，这么重要的真理，他把我们蒙蔽掉。
Brothers, we are so blinded by the enemy. Such important truth, we are blind to it.
我们天天在为了一些实行上的事情争辩，到底这句话什么意思？这个谁说怎么说？那个谁说怎么说
？And we continue to argue and debate over this various saying. What does this person say? What does that person say?
到底蒙头是那个时代的，还是现在也要蒙头？到底波比应该一个杯，还是可以小杯？我们天天都在争这些东西。
And when we still talk about covering of heads, is that in that time or that culture? Is it still relevant today? When we break bread, should we do it in one cup or multiple cups? We continue to go back and forth and debate over these things.
我们很容易就用主以外的事情来取代了主该有的地位。
And we very, very easily can take the things that are outside of the Lord and make it the central thing of what we do.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
光讲到这个都该笑起来的。
And brothers, when we really comprehend, we ought to have a smile on our faces.
成为神家里的人。
I am the household of God.
主说我不再称你们为门徒，我称你们为弟兄。
And God says, I no longer call you disciples, but I call you brothers.
How wonderful Jesus is my brother.
How wonderful it is that Jesus is my brother.
你应该跟隔壁讲，你知道吗？耶稣是我兄弟。
And you should turn to somebody next to you and say, Jesus is my brother.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
他要在这里彰显基督的丰满。
It is to reveal and display the fullness of God.
在 oneness 里面，在一的里面，我们把基督伟大丰富的救恩，他的性情，他的生命彰显出来。
And the oneness that we may reveal the fullness and the richness of Christ.
在这弯曲悖谬的时代，好像明光照耀，把生命的道表明出来。
And in this perverse and crooked generation, we would be shining as lights.
教会是圣灵工作的地方，圣灵特别工作能力要充满在教会里面。
The church is the place where the Spirit of God works and dwells. He particularly works among the church.
要带领教会，预备教会，建造教会。
To lead the church.To build us up.
教会是神和人在这里相会的地方。
And the church is the place where man and God commune.
在这里我们跟神相会。
It is the place where we meet one another.
我们在这里蒙恩蒙福。
It is the place where we are blessed.
没有一次的聚会应该空手而回的。
And not a single gathering should you leave exactly the same way you came.
没有一次的聚会我可以怎么来怎么回去
You can never ever leave a meeting empty handed.
一定要改变啊
Brothers and sisters, we must be changed.
一定要蒙恩
And we must receive his grace.
每一次聚会奉主名的聚会神为我们敞开天窗的
Because every time we gather in the name of Jesus, heaven is open for us.
弟兄和睦同居何等的善何等的美
How good and how blessing it is.Pleasant it is that the brothers dwell together in unity.
他像贵重的忧愁亚伦的头上流的胡须流到衣襟 讲到圣灵全备的祝福要充满教会。
It is like the precious oil that goes from the head of Aaron to his beard and to the edge of his garment. It speaks of the overflowing of the Spirit of God.
他要黑门的甘露降临在锡安山。
And the dew of Haman comes and falls upon the land of Zion.
圣经上说，这就是指的永远的生命。
And this is pertaining to eternal life.
所以你知道，教会正常、教会健康的时候，每一次的聚会都是圣灵祝福，而且充满生命的一个聚会。
But sister, every time when the church is healthy and is normal, every time we gather, it should be an opportunity where the Spirit of God bless and fills us.
最后，神在这里亲自建造而且保护他的教会。
Lastly, you need to know that God personally is building us up. He is personally protecting us.
林前三章九节十六节，他说：“你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。”十六节，岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says, You are God's field, you are God's building. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy.Which temple you are?
有一件最愚昧的，也该最该避免的事情，就是不要伤害了基督的身体。
There's one thing that is the most foolish, the thing that we need to avoid is to bring harm into the body of Christ.
主的话非常严肃，这是他的身体，这是他的殿。
Because the word of God is very, very serious, very solemn. He says, "This is my body. This is my temple."
这是他的，你没有资格来破坏他。
This is his.You have no right to bring harm to it.
神甚至用这么严肃的话说，谁敢破坏这殿，我要毁坏这个人。
And God says, who dares to defile this temple? I will destroy him.
但仇敌倾全力的借着人的软弱、人的问题来破坏教会。
And the enemy, through all of his might, through the weakness of man, to come and destroy the house of God.
我们在各地看到太多的教会被破坏。
We see so many churches throughout the world that is under this destruction, under this, the work of the enemy.
有的时候我们不是存心要破坏，但是就是破坏。
I know a lot of time it is not our heart to bring harm to the body of Christ, but it does.
你可以一句话破坏整个神家的合一。
And it may be just one word, one phrase that you say that would destroy the unity within the house of God.
你看，当妇女那天在喊说“扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万”，她会哪里会想到这句话？把整个扫罗一生摧毁了。
And when the women cry out, Saul killed his thousands and David killed his 10,000s, did they know that these words destroy the life of Saul?
哪里晓得这一句话让大卫十几年飘落在旷野里面，活在危险仇敌追杀的里面。
But did they know that these accolades actually caused David to be running for tens of years in the wilderness?
因着这样子的一句话，因为神家不合一出现了，整个以色列国这么软弱。
Because of these words, unity within the nation of Israel no longer reside anymore, and the nation fell into weakness.
到最后面对非利士人的时候，以色列中没有一个人手中有刀有枪的。
And when the nation of Israel was facing the Philistines, not one had a weapon in their hand.
都从话就出来了。
This all came out of words.
弟兄姊妹，我也希望在正面上我们能够一起好好的爱神家。
But just, I also want to encourage you from a positive perspective. How do we love the Lord together?
我岔开出去讲一句话，因为在疫情期间有人写信给我。
And again, I want to go off tangent a little bit. During the pandemic, somebody has written to me.
弟兄姊妹，他说余弟兄，你在伯敏聚会的时候祷告叫我们认罪。
And he says, brother, you right before the communion, you told us, you prayed and told us to confess our sins.
你常常祷告说有得罪神的地方。有得罪基督身体的地方都求神赦免我们，你为什么要加上后面那句话？
And you always pray that if we have anything and that offended God or anything that is offensive to the Lord, I ask that the Lord would forgive us. Why did you add those last words?
到底哪些罪是破坏身体的？
What are some of those things that would hurt and harm the body of Christ?
因为这个身体是基督的身体，不是我们 SVCA 的身体。
And I would tell you, the body of Christ is not this, it's not SVCA.It's not my body. SVCA is not mine.
你破坏教会、伤害教会，就是伤害基督。你哪里能够不认罪呢？
When you harm the body of Christ, you know you're harming Christ. How can you not confess?
你在这里批评，在这里论断，在这里分门结党，你这不就叫破坏吗？
When you complain, when you speak into gossip, when you cause schism and divisions, are you not bringing harm to the body of Christ?
啊，就算你对政局、对谁当总统有不同的看法，你不需要成为对立、成为攻击吗？
And maybe we have different views on who should be president, but those shouldn't be the things where we now argue and become enemies with one another.
对不对？打不打疫苗，为什么说人家没有信心？
Whether one is vaccinated or not, why do we have to bring in whether someone has faith or not?
啊，弟兄姊妹，我不多说了，我想说正面的，因为我刚下来。
And I said a lot of these things, but I want to focus on the positive because I need to come down now.
但是我趁你们今天比较有爱心，我多讲一点，因为第二堂没有成人主日学。
While you have more love for me, I will extend the time a little bit because we won't have Sunday school after this.
我们真把这个家当神的家来爱他。
Brothers and sisters, let's all love this house.As God's house.
我希望 every single one, 每一个人都来爱。
I pray that every single one of us would love this house.
你真爱神的家。
When you truly love the house of God.
不要说在聚会的里面，我们会带着基督丰盛的恩典而来。
And not to say that when you come and partake of a service, you would bring with the grace of God with you.
我不会那样说要空空的来。
And you won't come empty-handed.
每一个人空空的来，谁饱饱的回去啊？
If everybody comes empty, who's going to go away full?
要为聚会祷告，要带着恩典，带着基督的恩典，来跟大家分享。
I pray for your gatherings. Bring the grace of God with you.
你真把教会当神的家。
If you truly treat this church as the house of God.
你在走道上餐厅看到地上有垃圾，你不会说今天不是轮值，我不是轮值，所以你就不捡它。
And you won't walk outside along the way, you see garbage on the ground, you say, well, it's not my turn to serve, so I'm not going to pick it up.
你本能就会捡起它来。
Your very nature would bend down and pick that up.
有人来到我们中间，看到我们吃完饭的盘子放得这么整齐，还照了相带回去给他们教会看。这是矽谷基督徒聚会居然这么有秩序。
And they saw the plates stacked up in one column after a meal. Somebody from outside actually took a picture, brought it home and said, look how orderly SVCA is.
你看几个月前我们已经乱七八糟了。
A couple of months ago, you discovered we were a mess.
还好同工们现在开始恢复，借着 Super Mario 提醒我们。
And we thank God that our co-workers made a wonderful short film through Super Mario Brothers to remind us.
当你看到那些小孩子在外面追啊跑啊撞来撞去，你不是他爸爸，你也应该停下他来。
You see kids running around like chickens with their heads chopped off. Even if you're not their parents, you need to stop them from running.
不光要让他们知道这是神的家，不是给你这样乱跑的。
You need to let them know this is the house of God. You don't run around like this.
而且更要小心，你在转弯突然撞到一个老人家，撞到一个孕妇，你给人家造成多大的伤害、啊、
But more importantly, unknowingly, you may run into an elderly or run into someone who's pregnant. You could bring them harm.
你不要说哦，那是我们小组长的儿子，我不敢。
You don't say that is my small group lead's kid, and I don't dare to say anything.
弟兄姊妹，该保护就该出来保护。
Brother, sister, if it is time to protect, it is time to protect.
有一个日本妈妈，有一次，那是大概十年前来我们教会接她的孩子。
There's a mom of a Japanese descent. She came to our church to pick up her kid.
她碰到我，她说 Pastor Yu, 她说我很惊讶你们怎么教你们的下一代。
And Pastor, she said to me, Pastor Yu, I'm shocked, I'm really surprised how you raise up your next generation.
她说你们年轻的孩子居然会跟我们大人打招呼。
And the young people at your church actually greeted us.
她说我们日本教会里面那些孩子从来不跟大人打招呼的。
And the churches in Japan, the kids never says hello to the adults.
我跟你说，我现在在教会走路都得我主动跟人家打招呼。
And I tell you, everywhere I go in God's house, I would take the initiative to say hi.
已经越来越少年轻人懂得打招呼。
There are fewer and fewer young people says hi to the adults.
我跟你说，教会的见证，教会的风气。你退一步，仇敌一定多走一步。
I will tell you the movement and the culture within the house of God. If we pull back one step, the enemy will move forward one step.
有一次，有个弟兄来到我们教会以后跟我讲，他说：“余弟兄，我非常失望。我进了男生厕所，看你们厕所地上这个样子。” 不太像你们教会。
And there's a brother, again, visiting brother, and he comes into the men's bathroom, and he says, when I go to the urinal and I see what's on the ground, I said, this is not what I know of SVCA.
我在讲台上也跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And so I speak to all of you here on the pulpit.
我到中国公车停下来路上休息站上厕所墙壁上都贴一句话往前一小步文明一大步读过没有
And all of the buses in China, you will see this one particular display as telling men, if you take one small step forward, it's a huge leap for all of mankind.
连世界上的人都在乎所谓的见证。
And so even the people of this world, they care about the testimony.
他说你们教会男生的厕所让我很失望。这句话打得我痛得不得了。
He says the men's bathroom here at SVCA, cost me some despair, and it really hurt my heart.
So, 很多的时候我抓了一些 paper towel, 我就在地上擦你们的尿，你知道吗？
So, brothers, a lot of times when I go to use the urinal, I would grab the paper towel, I would wipe up the urine on the ground.
要把它当神家，神的家来爱。
Because this is the house of God that we love.
我们所有所做所行都在彰显神的荣耀。
Everything that we do, everything that we say.Is to display the glory of God.
你服事上疲倦，服事上受伤，我们非常能了解，找人交通，一起克服，不要打退堂鼓。
If you're tired, you're weary, come, let's talk, let's share, let's fellowship, let's find a way, let's find support. Don't give up.
你觉得家里太忙，实在分不出身，家里孩子、妻子都需要你，你找人为你祷告，大家可以了解我，一起来帮助你。
And you're really, really busy at work, and it's just in a season where it's just overloaded. Grab brother and sister, let's pray together. We understand.
但是外面就算你没有什么服事，你不能够成为一个 idol。不 active 的人 不参与聚会的人
Even if you are not currently partaking in a particular ministry, you cannot be someone that is idle, someone that is just merely attending a service.
孩子生病发烧了你不能来聚会你不能来没关系你抱着孩子为教会祷告
And when your kids are sick at home, they're running a fever, you can't come to church, that's okay. Embrace your kid, pray for your church.
我们太多事情可以做了
There's so many things we can do concurrently.
要为了爱耶稣而做
AndDo it for the sake of loving Jesus.
Brother Lawrence 说你如果为了爱耶稣的缘故就算从地上捡起一根线来都比你做很多、这个看起来大事还更有价值。
Brother Lawrence says that if you picked up a single thread on the ground because you love Jesus, it may be greater than any great things that you have done.
弟兄姊妹我们希望我们再一起加油 那我们这次不久以前刚刚有一次博训的特会
Brothers, I pray that we will continue to encourage one another and Cedar Training, we had a special conference recently
因为场地有限报名的人太多
And because of the limitation of the campsite, we have to restrict the people that can attend
床位根本不够用
And there's not enough beds for everyone
同工发出了一封信说我们需要有18位姊妹肯睡在 地板上打地铺
And co-workers sent out a newsletter or sent out a notice and said we need 18 sisters that be willing to sleep on the ground
不到12个小时已经好几十位报名到最后超过100多个人报名
And within 12 hours, so many sisters registered and even in the hundreds.
甚至有妈妈说我愿意带着我的两个小孩来打地铺把床位让给别人。
And there's even a mom that says, I will sleep on the ground with my kids that my bed be given to someone else.
弟兄姊妹这个叫做神的家。
Brothers and sisters, this is an example of the household of God.
我不是被强迫做这些事。
I am never forced to do any of these things.
我是因为爱耶稣爱他的家。
I do it because I love Jesus, I love his house.
所以在以色列那些仆人服侍七年可以走的。
So those servants in the Old Testament, after they serve for 7 years, they are allowed to go free.
他们说我爱我的主人和他的一家，我不愿意自由出去了。
But if they say I love my master, I love his house, I will not go out free.
他们就要把耳朵在门上打一个洞，做个记号，永远为这个家而活。
They'll take their ear and go onto the door, the door frame, and put a hole in it and say I will forever serve this house.
弟兄姊妹，你不用出去打耳洞，我都希望我们每一个人耳朵都有这个洞。
Brothers, you don't need to physically go do this, but spiritually, I pray that it's evident within you.
我爱我的主，我爱他的一家。
I love my Jesus. I love his house.
我说我累，我真的累。我常常早上四五点从床上滚下来，就是想到，我希望能够把神的话讲得清楚。
Friends, just when I tell you that I'm tired, I oftentimes am tired. I wake up 4 or 5 in the morning. I get on my knees. I say, God, help me to be able to articulate your words clearly.
如果不是神的爱，我没有这个力量的。
If it is not for the love of the Lord, I would not find that strength in me.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起加油。
Friends, just let's encourage one another.
我们都是世界不配有的。
We are people that the world is not worthy of.
不要被这个世界的王用尽了你所有的力量，来到神家一直叫累疲倦。心没有办法安静下来。
Do not allow the king of this world to exhaust you to the extent that when you come into the house of God, you said, "I am tired for anything else."
要主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
要来就来真的。
Well, if we're gonna do this, let's do it for real.
Let God be God.
Let God be God.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等的谢谢你。
Oh Jesus, how we thank you.
你爱教会，为教会舍命。
You love your church and you gave your life for the church.
当我们还死在罪恶过犯中的时候，你就为我们流血舍命。
While we were still dead in our trespasses,
you shed your blood for us. 不仅仅要把我们从神的咒诅和审判底下救出来。
Not only to deliver us out of the curse and the condemnation of God.
你更把我们迁到了爱子的国度，光明的国度。
That you have conveyed us and brought us into the kingdom of your Son, the kingdom of your light.
然后我们在这里可以享受这么完美。这么完美的救恩，这么丰富的爱。
That we may enjoy such wonderful salvation, such wonderful love.
更让我们有这么荣耀的前途。
That we have such a glorious future.
你也把这么神圣的使命托付了给我们。
You give us such a holy commission to each of us.
主啊，教会是你的家，是你的居所。
Lord, the church is your house, is your dwelling place.
让我们都来爱你。
Oh, that we would all love you.
个个都是活石。
That every single one of us, living stones.
祝我们每一个都活过来。
And that every single one of us would resurrect to life.
让我们每一个人知道我的价值是为了成为神的灵宫，神的居所。
That every single one of us would know that my worth, my values, when I am part of the spiritual house of God.
主啊，祝福你的教会。
Lord, bless your church.
我们什么地方得罪了你，我们亏欠，都求你赦免我们。
Lord, wherever we have offended you, wherever we have fallen short, forgive us.
让我们全心的、真心的来爱你。
That we would love you wholeheartedly.
真把神当神。
That we truly allow you to be God.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.我们请worship team带我们唱首诗歌。
We'll continue in our time of worship.
Would you all please stand as we sing the song of reflection that our desire is for God's presence to not just be in this room. Sing this verse too and this chorus once again. But I really love how beautiful these lyrics are and how they capture what Pastor you said. That God delights in Zion, that He loved Zion because there He found a people who loved Him, who welcomed Him. And that is my prayer for us as a church as we sing this song, that we would, that God would find that here at this church, that He would find a people who love Him, who desire His presence above everything else. And so as we sing verse 2, the lyrics are so beautiful. It says, Lord, we look forward to what You are going to do. The world has yet to see the full release of Your promise, the church in victory. Turn to us, Lord, and touch us. Make us strong in Your might. Overcome our weakness, that we could stand up and fight. Let Your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nations. Let Your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to seek Your face. As we sing this verse 2 and this chorus once again, let's let that be our prayer to God this morning.
Ruler. Stand up and fight.
so close.